K-State Nation, we got another Big 12 champion. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Host of this podcast, Eddie Greer III, here on this overcast Friday edition, April 18, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Oh my goodness. Woo! I don't even know where to start. Okay, last week was me, coming behind victory, you know, like the Ozarks, coming behind. I said yesterday on a podcast, they got quite a bit of work to do. If Carla can turn things around, if Sophie Burt continues trend upwards a little bit, they can at least finish in the top 10. I did not predict they're going to win. Not even Sophie Burt, which we'll get into in a minute. But my goodness, a quick turnaround for the ages and more momentum for Carla Bernat here as she continues to add to her legacy at K-State. Get there in a minute. But Sophie Burt, her counterpart teammate, the number two, the other transfer, who came in this year, ends up winning the Big 12 championship individual title. Are you serious right now? Unbelievable. I had to double check it. Even me, wait a second. This team was outside the top 10 yesterday coming in the final round. And by the way, the Big 12 tournament for the women's golf team was in Hockley, Texas, the last couple of days. Unbelievable. Sophie Burt, of course, Sophie Burt was coming off of a great round out of all of her teammates, including Carla Bernat. In that, right? Okay, so what are you going to do? Can you sustain that? Can you continue into the next round? This has been the kind of the missing piece a little bit. Sophie Burt has had her moment, had a couple moments this year already, right? And this is by far the biggest one for her. And this is coming off of course Carla winning Augusta again. Gotta mention it, national champion. You can say that Augusta. Well, because Augusta is one of those crown jewels, right? A national amateur champion there, Carla Bernat, and now you throw in this. Add in this. Sophie Burt winning the Big 12 championship. And not only that, the Cats now, as a team, finish in the top five again. In fifth, a roaring finish. This is what I'm talking. You want to be the team on the attack? K-State was on the attack yesterday, literally. And Sophie Burt led the charge. Carla Bernat was 1-2. How about that? K-State, 1-2 punch, finishes 1-2 in the individual standings, and Carla Bernat was tied for 10th. So, Stu Burt got to be smiling from ear to ear today as they wake up with tremendous momentum. Sophie Burt, a final round of 5-under yesterday, plus 13 to take the lead and to seal the deal and to stun Arizona for the Big 12 championship. Incredible stuff there. K-State, again, Silence Podcast said, oh, they're in trouble. And given this, this team was what? Trying to remember back here. I think they were sixth or seventh. They're eighth after round one. Lost a couple of spots in round two. Okay. At least, I sat on this podcast, at least finish in the top 10 somewhere. I'll be happy with that. No, we're not selling for that. We want to go for the big dog. We want to go for the big money. They did literally. Sophie Burt, tremendous. You are a Big 12 champion. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Carla Bernat, a runner-up behind her teammate. The moment, you just gotta go through the roof right now. Let me see. Burt, total. Let me go back here real quick. The Cats now, as a team, has now finished in the top five for the fifth consecutive year in the Big 12 Conference Championships for the very first time in program history. Gosh almighty, no. And I said, you want it back a little bit. That's what I said when the K-State women's basketball team was struggling. I said, K-State women's golf, they're the hottest thing on campus. Did I not say that? Oh, yeah. You can pull the tape up. If you're new to this podcast, go ahead and subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time you post content, like we're all going to do this weekend, like usual. Y'all be first to know about it. But yeah, I go back to the tape, sat right here in this podcast, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, and said, look, when K-State women's basketball took in regular season in a lull, and the way that the women's golf program team was rising, I said, no. I said, women's golf team, they're the hottest thing on campus. Nobody's not talking about this team. This is what prove me right now. Look, the women's basketball team, and again, we're going to go through a project next week. Looking back at those core players leading up to the Garmin Olathe Marathon, the big dog for me tomorrow. Hopefully, that's going to be me being on the attack late in the marathon come next Saturday. Let's hope that's the plan, because you don't know that. You can't control these things. But again, I'm super excited for next weekend. I'm super excited for this women's golf team doing it the way that they did it. 11, you're outside the top 10. You rally all the way back to finish fifth. And Sophie Burt, did I mention anything about Sophie Burt, where she was in the individual standings? No, I just focused on Carla. So, Sophie, you just proved me wrong there. As well as Sophie, she won some. We talked about her earlier. She won something. I can't remember right now. But Carla Bernat, speaking of which, plus 8 yesterday, runner-up finish behind Sophie Burt. Even par, 213, 2 under. She went 2 under yesterday. Even for the championship, you add now runner-up, Big 12 runner-up to that title, to that fine resume of Carla Bernat's. Noah Van Beek rose up to the occasion. A 1 under par, 70. This is what you need. You needed somebody else outside. Sophie Burt, if she continued to do what she did, she was going to be playing, but I didn't think she was going to win. I didn't think she was going to win. Let's get that straight. But Sophie Burt, big kudos to her. Carla Bernat doing Carla thing. She finished the second. Noah Van Beek. Let me see. Noah Van Beek, the junior. That was key as well. Her play rose the occasion as well. Stu Burt, after the fact, after Sophie Burt winning the Big 12 championship yesterday in Hockley, Texas. Quote, what a comeback from the ladies today. Quote, yesterday was a low point of the season. Yeah, oh yeah, by far. I would say that. But anyways, back to Coach Burt. And we were looking for a reaction from them today. And they certainly delivered by shooting the only team round under par all week. We are very proud of Sophie for winning the individual championship. And Carla for a runner-up finish there. End quote there. Oh yeah, now. For sure. You're looking at a potential NCAA regional spot now. We have Carla Bernat doing what she does and Sophie Burt rising to the occasion. The number two spot is Sophie Burt was a transfer coming into this year. I knew she was good, but not this. And you get this good play, and then you need somebody, a third lady, to step up to the plate. And that person was Noah Van Beek. Noah Van Beek's been here since he was a freshman. I remember that because we started his podcast. She was on the roster then. She's on the roster, still on the roster now. She could have easily transferred out. But no, she stayed the course. And look, she contributed. And this is why I think this team definitely deserves a regional spot. So we won't know that until Wednesday as Coach Burke did talk about that. I won't go into too much detail with that, but he did mention that. So we will definitely next week. Next week's going to be big across the board yet again, rounding up with a big race for me. Saturday, of course, the trolley run. I got to miss that on Sunday. That's in town. That's in the KC metro area near the plaza. I'll be in some shape or form, depending on how I feel. If I can make it out there, cheer on a couple of my buddies out there going to be doing that race out there. Unfortunately, I got to miss that due to me. Again, going to try to get redemption next weekend. But these are, speaking of redemption, huge redemption for the ladies after, the worst round of the year. You come right back and say, hey, look, we're much more better than that. And sure enough, this team for sure deserves a regional spot. That is for sure right there. And we haven't even mentioned everybody else here real quick. Van Beek, right? This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, Big 12 Championship winning edition, Sophie Burke. Beat was plus 16 yesterday. That contributed in that as well. Nanami Nakashima also had her best round of the tournament. Minus, well, 3 over par 74. Lincoln Navarro, she was 65th overall with a 27 over there. But hey, as long as you get either your talented freshman Nakashima, or with a play of Noah Van Beek did, you're gonna be in every. You're gonna give your champ a chance. So we'll see what happens now. The NCAA Division I Women's Golf Selection Show next Wednesday around lunchtime, and the Wildcats, could they get another berth into the regional? We'll see what happens there. But oh my goodness, so proud. This has been a momentum swing for the women's golf team here, and Stu Burke, give the credit where credit's due right there. The head coach of this team, what a comeback. Here we are sitting here almost a week later after I came back from my race, even though that's not the goal race for me, right? Still came back and repeated as 10K champion out there in the Lake of the Ozarks, Big Jam Run. Almost a week later, Sophie Burt and the ladies come back and take over. Sophie Burt winning the Big 12 championship individually. And the Cats put themselves now in good position now, potentially, to get a regional spot. Incredible stuff. And go ahead and throw, hey, I've not posted this episode yet. I talk about the accomplishments of K-State Athletics the last 3 years. Now, throw in this and in the mix now onto that resume now. Sophie Burt, a Big 12 champion yesterday in the Big 12 Championships. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found Freedom Bell with Daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content. We already talked about it. Purple Project Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Me and Alex will be on next Monday to record an episode there. And once I get that, maybe I'll go ahead and post the other one too as well. But yeah, we'll be back on there talking shop. We'll definitely talk about the baseball team and the Kansas series as well. I don't know the other topic yet. We might talk football on there as well. So that might be the plan, at least for next week. Of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this Big 12 Championship edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. All things K-State sports. Sophie Burt is a Big 12 champion in K-State women's golf, finishing in the top 5 yet again. All things K-State sports.